真的要感谢主啊！今天我们能够聚在这里。
So once again, we want to thank our Lord that we can be here today.
我们真的要感谢主，神给我们这个和平的一个时代。
We want to pray. We want to give thanks to our Lord because He gave us this period of peace.
啊，不知道我们会有多少年这样平安的日子。
We don't know how many more years, the peaceful years are going to come.
前天我突然呢，我就又回去回顾一下一个先知叫 John Paul Jackson 过去发的一些预言。
So a few days ago, I was reviewing one of the prophets that prophesied a few years ago. His name is John Paulson.
他是2008年的时候呢，把他一系列的异象总结成一个叫做 Perfect Storm.
So in 2008, he summarized all of his prophecy into a book called Perfect Storm.
那我就在 YouTube 上看他讲的，就是说非常非常的震撼。
So I watched his sermon on YouTube and it was shocking.
这是2008年。
That happened in 2008.
讲到这个，他神给他的意象主要是针对美国。
So his visions God gave him was about the states, USA.
当然，围绕着美国也有关于世界各地的一些。
And of course, surrounding the states and also other nations.
他特别提到美国的这个就是金融那个风暴，就是从各个角度就会来。
He especially mentioned about the financial crisis that are going to happen to the states in every different, you know, like angles.
他也讲到就是说苏联会来侵略乌克兰。
And he also mentioned 2008年。In 2008, he also mentioned about the Russians invading Ukraine.
因为他说苏联一直有这种想法，要成为要恢复过去这个苏联的荣耀，各国。
Because Russia wants to restore the former glory of the Soviet Union.
那这些呢？大家有机会你们如果英文好的话呢，看看 John Paul Jackson.
So if you can, you can watch John Paul Jackson.
因为有一些先知是在教会里公认的先知。
Because there are several prophets that are being, you know, like, been known by the churches.
就是在回顾的时候非常的震撼，因为他说神的荣耀呢，很不情愿的离开了美国。
Because he said that God's glory left the states unwillingly.
但是神的荣耀一离开呢，撒旦就会。撒旦的手就进来。
So once the glory left, the hand of Satan will come.
因为主要的原因在于人不愿意信神的道。
The main reason is that people do not want to follow the ways of God.
当然，先知预言的目的，神赐下来是要教会要来祷告，教会要来回应。
So the reason for God to give us prophecies for the church to pray.
但是确实我们看到就是说而今发生的很多事情呢，我们要去留意，也要来警醒。
So you have to pay attention to the things that are happening around us.
我们今天和平的时代呢，就是我们要珍惜这样一个年代。
We need to treasure the years that we have that are, you know, we live in peace and harmony.
特别的就是在日子好的时候呢，要爱主。
So especially love God while your life is still good.
当日子好的时候，爱主的时候，主的心是非常得满足的。
So when your life is good and you still love God, God's heart has been fulfilled.
我们有个老前辈呢，在加拿大，正在世界各地呢，好多地方的人都非常的尊敬他，需要他。他就觉着神啊，为什么人家做监牢20年，我也没做过监牢，为什么你这样让人家尊敬我呢？
So the one of the elders in our church, so he has been respected by many other peoples from other nations. So he asked God, I haven't been to the jail, but those people have been put to jail because of their beliefs. Why do they still have, you know, like respected me?
神给他讲呢，因为你在你日子好的时候愿意来爱我。
And God told him that it is because you will still love me while your life is good.
你在日子好的时候愿意来寻求我的旨意。
So while your life is still good, you are willing to seek my ways.
所以我们今天在日子好的时候呢，要寻求他的旨意。
So while your life is still good, you will have to seek his ways.
这是我觉得这是我们教会是非常有福的。
So our church has been blessed.
我相信生在我们中间呢，要早招一群人呢，就是真正在日子好的日子，愿意来爱他，遵行他旨意的。
So I believe God is seeking for a group of people who are willing to seek His ways while your life is still good.
那今天呢，我们再次的翻到以弗所书第二章。
So once again, we will turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
感谢主，上个礼拜Duncan讲到祷告呢，非常好的一篇信息。
So, praise the Lord, last week, Duncan shared a very good message about prayers.
因为我们的主是大能的主，听祷告的主。
Because our Lord is a mighty God, he is considering all our prayers.
我们一生都要来不断的来认识我们的主。
So all our life, we will have to continuously to learn.
我们随着认识他更多，我们就刚于踏出去我们信心的步伐。
So the more we know about him, the more faith that we will have to step out.
当我们用信心的步伐踏出去的时候，我们就经历他更多。
So when we step out in our faith, we will experience his miracles.
所以圣经就变得非常的真实。
So the Bible becomes a reality to us.
那这真理不仅仅是我们脑子里面一个道理，而是真实。
So truth is not just something, a theory that in our head, but it's actually the truth.
它变成我们生命里面的一部分。
It will become the part of our lives.
我们的生命将会反映真理。
And our life will reflect the truth.
所以我们今天呢，我们再次的来看这个神的话。
So once
来认识我们的主。
We will read the word of God and to know him more.
翻到以弗所书第一章。
So Ephesians chapter 1.
再次读十五节到二十三节。
Verse 15-23.
因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神。祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。并知道他向我们这信的人所想的能力是何等的浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，是他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。又见万有伏在他的脚下，是他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满着所充满的。 So the English speaking ones, you just read to yourself. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15 on. 那这里呢讲到，就是说保罗的祷告呢，就是说要神来开我们的眼睛。
So here Paul's prayer is to ask God to open our eyes.
那这是神的话，保罗呢记载下来，是神借着他，神非常的清楚我们需要眼睛被打开。
So he knows how much we need our eyes to be enlightened.
所以呢保罗就献上他的祷告。
So Paul offered his prayers.
你知道我们做基督徒呢，就是说神对待我们呢跟世界对待我们非常非常的不一样。
So as believers, how God treated us and versus God, how world treated us is very different.
你知道世界上你在公司里面工作呢，人家老板说你不能见了顾客你一定要笑，对不对？你做这个事情一定要加班，还没有工资，那你没办法，对不对？你就做，乖乖的做。
So, your boss may tell you that you have to smile when you face your clients, and you have to work overtime without getting paid. So you have no choice; you have to do that.
但是呢，神的国度里面呢，完全是一个爱和自愿的一个事情。
But in the kingdom of God, it's always about love and it's about, you know, self-willingness.
最近我们在读雅歌的时候呢，好多弟兄姐妹也问，为什么讲到这个要指着田野的羚羊和小鹿，来祝福耶路撒冷的众女子，不要惊动爱情，要等他自发。
So when you read Song of Songs, you will see many times it says, by the deers of the hill, and do not wake up our love, you know, loved ones. So sometimes you don't understand these things.
That's funny. 那就是说呢，要爱情要自发。
So it says the love has to be come out of, you know, like self-motivated.
所以呢，不要让耶路撒冷的众女的教会的人呢，看着这个你为什么不爱主啊？
So that's why you don't know, you don't want the sisters from Jerusalem, meaning that your church members to ask you, how come you still don't love your God?
所以我们就是神呢，都是要爱情要自发，就是自愿的。神的灵在你的里面工作的时候，也是自发的一种爱。
So the love that in you for God should come out from yourself is self-motivated. It's not someone, you know, forced.
所以圣经里面从来没有说你去让他去做什么什么。所以耶稣讲呢，他说庄稼熟了，啊，成熟了，但是呢，工人缺少。你们要做什么？
祷告。
你们要打发安娜去。王弟兄是打发安娜去。有没有这样讲？
So in the Bible, it never said that you have to do this and do that. Remember the parables of when the harvest is ready. What did Jesus ask? Jesus said you have to go and did he say you have to send Anna to go to the harvest?
但是他说呢，你们要祷告庄稼的主。
But he said you have to pray to the Lord who is the Lord of the harvest.
他会打发工人去收割庄稼。
Then he will send his workers into the field.
那这是他的做法。
And this is his way.
我们的工作是要祷告，为我们的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
So our job is to pray for our sisters and brothers.
所以我祷告的时候也不能祷告说神那你就打发安娜。
So when I pray, I cannot say God to send Anna.
那主耶稣说你祷告要神来打发工人。
So Jesus said you have to pray so that the Lord will send his workers.
因为他知道哪个工人有什么恩赐，哪个工人到什么程度。
Because he knows which worker is ready and which workers has, you know, his special gifts.
所以呢，保罗呢，使徒保罗深知道神的心意，所以他说：“我为你们祷告。”
So Paul know exactly what is in God's heart. That's why he said, "I will pray for you."
他说：“祷告呢，怎么样祷告呢？”他说：“让这个荣耀的父见呢，赐人智慧和启示的灵，赏给你们。”十七节。
So it says that he asked God, the glorious Father that give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
所以让他就说你们真的要知道他。
So that you can truly know him.
照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
And also pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy
people. 我们好多时候基督徒一开始说这恩召好像就那么一点点的指望，他是何等的指望。
So when he first called you, you may see, oh, it's just a, you know, like a small hope. But here it says it's a glorious inheritance and, the, you know, it's a big hope.
这里先说在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And yeah, the glorious inheritance in his holy people.
你知道好多时候我们刚信主的时候是我们信心是需要成长，有时候是信心我们只是受我们这个执事的限制。
So when we first become a believer, so our faith needs to grow. A lot of times we are restricted by our identity.
What we see.我就举个例子
，For example，
大概十多年前呢，我们在辅导这个婚姻家庭的时候呢，有一个弟兄呢就，因着太太把他赶出来呢，住在我家的下面。
So more than 10 years ago, we were having a family ministry, and one of the brother was kicked out by his wife, so he had to stay in my basement.
安娜也住过我们下面，但是不是被赶出来，他那时候是单身。
Anna was also in my basement, but she wasn't kicked out. She was
在不同的阶段。
She was single.
那弟兄呢？就我就每天都下去跟他一起祷告。
So,
我说呢，祷告，神要改变你的太太，也改变你，把事情都要改变。
So every day I will go downstairs to pray with him, and then I pray that God will change his wife, also change him, so that you know will.Their marriage will work out.
你知道，好多时候我们的信心会很弱小。
You know, a lot of times our faith is small.
他非常感谢我。
He was grateful.
他说，王斌牧师，我相信我祷告我会改变。
He said, "Oh, Pastor Bing, I know that if I pray, I will change."
但是我很难相信我太太会改变。
But I doubt my wife will change.
我说你要看着我们的祷告，神就开始动工了。
I said, look, we will pray and see how God is going to work for us.
他摇头。
He just shake his head.
长话短说，后来呢，真的他太改变了，现在呢婚姻特别的好。
So to make the story short, his wife eventually changed, and now they have a very good marriage.
就说，好多时候我们一开始呢，就是觉着把神呢就限制住了。
So a lot of times we will put our God in a box.
所以我们就说，神说有何等的指望，我们就说就那么一点点指望。
It says that our hope, our big hope, and we just think it's just a small hope.
他说这里有何等丰盛的荣耀，我们唱着。这么一点点荣耀。
And it says it's a great inheritance, and we think it's just a small glory.
啊，他说，他先我们这信的人所想的能力是何等的浩大。
It says that the great power, incomparable great power that is in us, and yet we thought about the power as little.
弟兄姐妹要相信神给你的能力是何等的浩大。
You need to believe the incomparable great power that has.Given to you.
就到未来的日子，你要相信，神要让你发预言，这是圣经里面讲的，不是我讲的。
So in the coming days, you need to believe God will use you to prophesy.
在使徒行传上呢，在末后的日子，神的灵要浇灌方有血气的。
So in the book of Acts, it says that in the end times, God's Spirit will pour down on every people, all the people.
他说少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
So the young people will see vision and old men will prophesy.
我们中间做异梦的比较多，说明看异象的比较少，说明我们中间老的人比较多。
So most of us will prophesy instead of see visions, because you know most of us are older generation. 我们祷告
异梦异象不仅仅是异梦，还有他说要发预言。
So we will pray for the visions and dreams, and we will and also pray for prophecy.
啊，他说那个时候呢，就是神迹奇事要随着。
He says during those times, and signs and miracle will follow us.
弟兄姐妹，不要限制自己。
So brothers and sisters, do not put yourself in a box.
我们是他的儿女。
We are his children.
当然，我们也不能扭神的胳膊。
Of course, we cannot, you know, like try to twist his arm, you know, like to make it.
我们没有办法扭伤的胳膊啊。
So we cannot overpower God.
中国有句话说，胳膊扭不过大腿。
So there's a saying that you can never wrestle your arm against your.
神他是神，对不对？我们可以求，但是不能扭他的大腿。
So God is God. Of course we can ask for it, but we can never overpower Him.
有些事情他不答应，有些事情他会答应。
So he will answer to some certain things, but for other things he may not say.
圣经里面记载的呢，那么多的神迹，是因为使徒和先知行在他的旨意里。
So those things are written in the Bible is because the apostles and the followers walk in His way.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们真的行在他的旨意里面的时候呢，随着圣经的话语、圣灵的带领的时候，你会发现神迹奇事会随着你。
So when you walk in His ways and you are followed, but you follow the Holy Spirit, you will see that signs and miracles are going to happen.
那这些东西不仅仅是说牧师啊什么，就是任何一个人。圣经上讲是任何一个信的人。
So it's not just talking about the pastors, but also, but it's actually for everyone that are believers.
所以鼓励大家出去呢，为人按手祷告。有人圣灵刚动你，你就为他们祷告。
So I encourage you to go out and lay hands on people who are sick. So it says that everyone can go and you know pray for others.
这个就是需要当然我们需要成长，有时候我们的信心的成长呢，把我们自己呢越来越放下，把越来越爱别人，我们不看自己的面子啊，别人说我们这个那个。不太要紧。
Of course, it's a growing process that you know. The more you grow, the less you would, you know, like look at yourself. You wouldn't care that much about how people think of you.
对，包括那个 John Paul Jackson， 他做一个见证。
Including John Paul Jackson, he shared one of his testimonies.
他或者是坐飞机的时候，他就为人祷告。
So a lot of times when he was on the airplane, he would pray for people.
啊，有时候神感动他，他就为人祷告。
So when God moves him, he will pray.
那这些事情呢，当神感动你的时候呢，你做的时候，神就有成就大事。
So when God moves you, and if you do it according to His will, God is going to accomplish great things in you.
有时候神要给你给讲话，让你做大事，不是说你一定要穿戴多少的整齐啊。我们刚信主的时候都是，我哥刚信主的时候，他明天早上梳头洗脸，穿整齐，跪下来祷告，不然他不祷告，那也是很好的，那也很好。
So it's not about your outer appearance. So I remember when my brother first became a believer, he will have to, you know, make sure that he looks good enough to pray. Otherwise, he wouldn't pray.
那这也是很好，这代表一个敬畏之心，对对。
It is also good. It's because he has a, you know, a fearful heart for God.
但是呢？当我们心里有敬畏的时候呢，以后你就发现，因为你是儿子，你是他的仆人，你走到哪里愿意听的时候呢，他就把力量就赐给你，兵器就放在你的手里。
So when you have a fearful heart, you know that he is your father. So whenever God moves you, he will go. You will be able to go and pray because you know that he has given you the weapon to pray.
那我还是要讲一些我过去讲过的故事。
I still have to share some of the stories I have shared in the past.
1999年，我在堪萨斯读神学的时候呢，假期我跟苏生回到蒙特利尔去呢，就发生一系列的像做梦一样的事情。
So in 1999, I was in Kansas City. So while I was going back to Montreal, there are things that happened to us.
我要讲呢，就这些事情不仅仅是发生在我的身上，会发生在每一个人身上。
What I want to share is that these things will happen to me, will also happen to all of you.
那些教会里面弟兄姐妹呢，听说我从堪萨斯来，那是圣灵充满的地方，他们说我们都要圣灵充满，能不能为我们祷告？
So when we arrived in Montreal, those brothers and sisters heard about us coming from Kansas City. It's a place that filled with the Holy Spirit, so they want to get the Holy Spirit as well. So all of them came.
有一天呢，一个弟兄，他和他妈妈都特别的火热。
So one day,
他就邀请我去吃中午饭，完了就在一起祷告。
So one day, a brother and his mom, they are very fervent, so they invited me over for lunch.
你知道，所以呢，我们看人是一回事情，神看人是另一回事情。
But you have to know that we see people in a different way as what God views them.
我们看工作的环境是一回事情，我们觉得这个环境我没法工作，没法祷告，没法唱歌赞美，神看是另一回事情。
So you may think about an environment that is not suitable for you to work, for you to pray. However, God see it a different way.
在吃饭的时候呢，他妈妈做饭呢，他做的不好吃。
So his mom is a.
我心里放嘀咕，我看他做这么差。
his mom is a terrible cook. So I was thinking to myself, oh, how come she made like this kind of.
不但如此呢，他蒙特利尔呢，他因为那个水费啊交的很贵，所以他们为了节省水呢，他的孙子呢。辣死以后洗屁股呢，他就放在那个盆子上面用手去洗，洗孙子的屁股，对不对？辣死了吗？洗完以后呢，他就给我做饭吃。
So because in Montreal, their water utility fee is higher than.
他为了节省水就这样做，对不对
？So they need to save water. So the grandson was, you know, like poop in his pants. So she has to wash.His bum in the sink. After that, he used the sink to, you know, wash all the vegetables to cook.
Hey, anyway, 我吃饭时我就放嘀咕，我说，哎呀，我就在想，我说这心里放很多的嘀咕。
So while I eat, I had a lot of questions, you know.
但是吃完以后呢，这个弟兄和这个他的妈妈呢，非常火热，哎，我们来祷告。我们一起来祷告，他的妹妹也在，这个弟兄的妹妹也在，我不认识他妹妹。
So after we finish our lunch, the mom and then this brother and also the sister of this brother all came and to, you know, ask us to pray.
那就祷告吧。
And I said, okay, let's pray.
我们就跪下来就祷告。
So we kneeled down and started to pray.
我一跪下来一祷告呢，我就看到他妹妹的一个异象。
So as soon as I kneeled down, I saw a vision about his sister.
我看到她的脊椎
I saw, 里面 I, in the spirit I saw her spine
我说你脊椎有病吗
and I asked her is there something wrong with your spine
她说对，我自从生了孩子以后脊椎就一直痛。
And then, she said, yes, after I give birth, I have a back problem.
那我一点不认识她妹妹，从来没见过。
I didn't know her, I never met her before.
那我们就继续祷告。
So we continue to pray.
继续祷告，我就看到一个异象，有人在那个 casino 那边赌钱，那个龙旁赌。
So I saw another vision, I see someone that is gambling in a casino.
我说你们家里有人赌钱吗？
And I asked them, is there someone gambling in your house?
她说就是我丈夫成天去赌，我心里面放得不得了。
And then she said, oh yeah, it's my husband, he's always, you know, gambling.
你知道那次神的时候到了，神要，神爱她。这个女孩子呢，曾经受过洗，从来不去教会，后来就被撒旦压制。
So you know that her timing has come. The sister has been baptized, however, she was never, you know, a churchgoer. So there is a time for her.
后来大家就信心大增，直到生在我们的中间。
So after that, so our faith elevated. So we know that God is among us.
所以我们就开始祷告。
So we continue to pray.
祷告的时候呢，他哥哥讲呢，他说。王斌，你祷告让他圣灵充满，讲方言。
So the brother said, "Pray, Bing, pray, so that she will be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that she can speak in tongues."
因为他哥哥和他妈妈知道，就是让圣灵充满以后呢，很喜乐，好多的捆绑都会掉了。
Because the brother and the mom knows that when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will be joyful, and a lot of your bondage will be.Break free.
我说这个呢，让他就是时候到了，我们就祷告就好，也不能强迫他。
So I said that if the timing is right, it will happen. So let's not force that.
那就为他的这个疾病来祷告。
So we just pray for her sickness.
还有他的女儿呢，得一个湿疹，就是一直抓呀这样的。
And also her daughter has eczema, so she's always scratches herself.
就是这个妹妹的女儿。
So the daughter of the sister.
后来我们祷告完呢，第一天晚上他们像发疯一样，他的那个女儿像发疯一样，就是非常的不安宁，就像疯了。
So the first,
这个小孩子。
So the first night, that daughter, the one with eczema, for some reason she like act quite crazy, like wild.
那第二天又祷告的时候呢，说什么？为什么呢？越祷告怎么越问题越大呢？
So the second day we start to question, how come the more we pray, the more problem that seems.
后来我们祷告的时候就深有感动，说你家里有没有偶像
？So after that we continue to pray, and then God, and we ask them if you have any idols that are in the house.
最后这个年轻的这个姐妹呢，她说她。床底下藏着那个 tarot card， 就是塔罗牌的算命的，西方人算命的牌。
So the sister said they have tarot card in under her bed.
你想她受洗了，不去教会，她就算命，搞这些。
So imagine that she's she has already been baptized and yet she doesn't go to church and play with all this stuff.
后来她妈妈非常的坚定。他去把家里所有这个网上面有龙的全砸掉，完了把那个龙啊画着
龙 ，OK，
完了把那个塔罗牌也去烧掉。
So the mom was determined, so she destroyed everything that you know has a dragon on it, and then all the tarot cards, everything.
结果到第三天的时候呢，这个姐妹就开始讲方言了，自己讲方言。
So on the third day, the sister started to speaking in tongues.
那我祷告的时候呢，神就感动我，说你为她祷告四天。
So when I pray for her, God moves me to pray for her for 4 days.
你知道有时候神的这个话来呢，你不知道，你没法解释。你知道神说四天，你别人让我解释，我也解释不来。神怎么给你讲？就是有一个感动，就是祷告四天。
So it's hard to explain. So, but it's from God. I know exactly that it's from God. So God told me to pray for her for 4 days.
那，到第四天的时候呢，就祷告的时候呢，她的祷告完了以后呢，我就走了。我说我四天祷告完，再不祷告了。
So on the fourth day, I told her, my time is up. So I have prayed for you for 4 days, and it's time for me to go.
后来。当我再次因为在蒙特利尔，后来我就离开了。后来他说，第四天忙了，他的腰完全好。
So of course I left Kansas. I left Montreal, but she told me on the fourth day her spine was fixed.
但是他女儿的侍诊是逐渐好的。
But the eczema that her daughter has was come to, you know, slowly get healed as well.
这个姐妹呢，当她被圣灵充满的时候呢，神立刻赐给她先知的恩赐。
So as soon as she, she received the Holy Spirit, God gave her the spirit of prophecy.
那当时呢，还有其他的一些弟兄姐妹十来个呢，都被圣灵充满。他们服侍的时候，真的是各种恩赐都用，医病赶鬼啊，先知的恩赐都用，那真的是可以写小说那种。
So and also besides her, there are 10 or 20 people that they work together perfectly in the Holy Spirit. They have different anointings, some casting out demons, some are giving healings to sick people. So they work so perfectly. You can even write a story about it.
那这个姐妹呢？她就是先知的恩赐，看异象非常的清楚。
So this sister has a vision. I mean prophecy has a spirit. I mean the gift of prophecy.
包括后来我名字去这个 Montreal 的时候啊，我到他家里面探望他，一祷告他就很清楚的关于我的意见，我心里面都是阿闷的。
So even after I visit her later in our lives, so every time I pray, I mean, sorry, every time she pray for me, she will see visions about me, which I totally agree with what she saw.
所以我讲的意思是什么呢？就是神的恩赐，圣经上讲都是白白的赐给我们。
So God's gifts is given to us freely.
我们要接受它。
We need to receive them.
就当时的那一群弟兄姐妹呢，真的是好多人被圣灵充满啊。
So that group of brothers and sisters, they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
就是后来这个影响力一直像一个波浪一样，到甚至到下一代。
So their impact is it's just like a wave, and eventually also touch their next generation.
有一次我在大概在5-6年前我在温哥华呢碰到一个女孩子，是一个年轻的宣教士，她说她认得我。
So 5 or 6 years ago I met a sister who is a missionary. She's a young missionary and she told me she know about me. She know me.
我说你怎么认得我？
And I asked her how come you know me.
她说我是谁谁谁的女儿，我叫什么什么名字。哦，我一下想起来了。
And then she said, "Oh, I was. My name is this, 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 and then I'm the daughter of this person."
那就是当时那一群弟兄姐妹呢，非常的火热，神迹奇事随着他们。
So,
她的妈妈就是其中的一位。
So, her mom is one of those people who are filled with the Holy Spirit.
我说你怎么今天你讲讲你的故事？当时你为什么成为宣教士
？So I asked her, "Oh, please share your story. How come you became a missionary?"
她说：“你们当时做的，她就是我和她母亲那些人，你们当时做的事情非常的震撼，让我那时候她10岁。
”So she said that the things that you guys did in those times really impacted me. She was 10 years old.
她因为看到这些发预言啊，一病赶鬼啊，一梦一现啊。因为他母亲，后来我离开他的母亲和那些弟兄们一起就服侍。
Because you saw how God moves among them about like visions, about sickness being healed. She was with her mom and witnessed all of this.
就是神呢，就是把这些恩赐呢，白白的会赐给我。
So God will freely give us all these kind of gifting and anointings.
有时候我在纳闷，我说为什么那个时候孟秋那段时间。这么火热，那么今天怎么没有那么火热呢
？Sometimes I question how come in Montreal, you know, people are so fervent. How come it doesn't happen here?
那就是这里保罗的祷告，你们要祷告。
So it is what Paul says we have to pray.
因为神有他的时候。
Because God has His timing.
神对每一个教会呢有他的呼召。
And to every church, God has a calling.
这个也很特别，有的教会生呼召就是这样的，有的或者生教会生呼召就是那样的。
So God will call this church to be like this and call another church to be like that.
所以这里面有一个挑战，对我们的眼睛呢有一个这些有一个挑战，就是我们要真正的认识教会。
So it's a challenge for us, for our eyes, we need to completely know church as it is.
那什么叫真正的认识教会呢
？What does it mean to truly know about church？
你看这里以弗所书这个1:22讲什么？那神呢讲万有伏在耶稣的脚下，是他为教会做万有之首。
So So verse 22, it says, God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church.
你知道，耶稣做万有之首是为谁呀？
Do you know, for what that God has placed everything over him?
他是为了教会。
It's for the church.
神的心是教会。
So God's heart is for the church.
这个世界是神为教会预备的。
So this world is prepared by God for the church.
神为将来的国度，耶稣的国度预备的。这个世界要过去的。
So it is prepared by the coming kingdoms.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们第一个不要小看自己。
So first of all, do not look down on us.
有时候我们看看怎么，今天我们聚会的有十来个。
他们
街上。吃饭呢，你去到那个龙皇宝次呢，每一桌都是满的星期天。我们真的聚会的就那么十来个人。
So you will see, oh, how come it's only 10 or 20 of us in the church? However, in the restaurant, you will see like tables and tables full of people on a Sunday.
所以你读到这些圣经的时候，你不太清楚是信还是不信。
So when you read the verse, you might question like what it says.
那下一节经文说，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有之所充满的。
And it, the next verse says, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
哇，是教会是充满万有之所充满的。
So the church is fills everything in every way.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要先，我们要相信第一。
So first of all, brothers and sisters, we have to believe.
那教会好多时候为什么软弱？
So how come church is weak sometimes, a lot of times?
我们好多时候不明原因。
We don't know, understand why.
我是因为安娜祷告不够。不是，我再举个例子啊，不要回家以后，接着，王斌不是说我祷告不够。
It is because Anna haven't prayed enough.
哦，你看那个弟兄，信主好多年不传福音。
Look at that brother, he's been a.
哦，没有，没有，不传福音，就是我们好多时候就看人。
So a lot of times we'll put our eyes on other people.
那主怎么讲
？But what did God say?
他说信要信，他说人非有信不能讨神的喜悦。
So he said you have to believe because people without faith can never please God.
他说人到主的面前来，第一个要信有神，而且要信他会赏赐寻求他的人。
So those who come before him needs to first believe and also believe he will reward those who believe in him.
这是希伯来书清清楚楚讲的。
And it is in a book of Hebrew.
就说他喜悦那些信他的人。
He is pleased with those who believe in him.
而且喜悦那些信他会赏赐他的人。
And also pleased with those who believe that he will go into reward them.
你说这个听起来觉得蛮，一开始我们不信主的人觉得蛮奇怪的。
So when you first heard about this before you become a believer, it might be strange to hear, to understand.
但是你真正信了以后呢，你越来越靠近神的时候，这就是神的法则，是非常简单的法则。
But as the more you believe, you will know it is a very simple truth that God has given to us.
就像我们做父母的和儿女一样
just like our parents and our children
那父母的好处给儿女的好处是他赚来的吗
so,
没有
so the things that you give to your children does they, do they earn your, the things that you give to them
他只要相信他除非不相信他跑掉
so, as,
他就没得拿
so as long as your children believeThat you are going to give it to him.
他信你爱你靠近。
So he will love. He loves you and he trusts in you.
所以呢，教会关于教会的真理，第一个我们要相信。
So for the truth about church, first of all, we need to believe.
那有时候我们相信，所以相信就是你要相信你眼睛还没有看见，信是所望之事的实点。
So you have to believe those the things that you haven't seen.
要信神的话。
So you have to believe the word from the Bible.
这个话是真的，我们看到的是假的。
So the words are the truth. Whatever we see is a illusion.
你相信吗
？Do you believe that?
神的话是真的。
So God's words are the truth.
当我们相信的时候，就踏入这个真理里面，这个就展开了。
So when we believe, we will step into a truth, and everything will come to enlight us.
所以我们对教会呢，首先要有一个开始以真理、以神的话来认识教会。
So for church, we have to first of all understand it from the word of God.
所以呢，当我们看到我们弟兄姐妹的时候呢，这是神的儿女。
So when we see our brother and sister, we will know that they are the children of God.
你不要看他为什么这么软弱。
Don't say that he or this person is weak.
他软弱还是刚强，那是神的事情，不是你的事情。
So whether he is weak or strong is a matter of God, not you.
圣经里面讲呢，在保罗在这个来卷书里面讲，他说我连我自己都不论断。
So when,
因为论断我的乃是主，将来审判我的乃是主。
So Paul said that even I do not judge myself, because the one who judge me will be God.
那所以呢，我们彼此之间呢，神没有给我们这样一个权利，就是说，你让他现在的来给他贴个标签，给这个人贴个标签，这个人爱主，那个人不爱主，这个人软弱，那个人刚强。神没有给我们这个权利去贴任何的标签。
So God has not given us the authority to label people. You know, this people is strong, this people is weak, this people love God, this people doesn't love God. You know.
所以神唯一给我们的就是说，要让我们呢相信主在我们身上的恩典。
So the only thing that God gives us is to believe that His grace that is given to us.
因此，我们成了承受恩典的人。
So we become a person, a vessel to receive His blessings.
也是成了一个能够把神的恩典呢，输送出去的。
And also become a vessel that will give out the grace that we receive from God.
所以下面一段经文呢，在这个第六节就讲到，在这个第八节啊，第八节和第九节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, "It is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is from you. It is not from yourself, but a gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast."
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们兴盛，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are God's handiwork, created in Jesus Christ to do good works.Which God prepared in advance for us to do.
那这里讲到呢，就是我们得救，一切都是本乎恩典。
So it is by the grace that we have been saved.
因这个世界的一切神给我们的全是恩典。
So everything that God give to us is by grace.
我们的阳光、空气、水。
The sunshine, light, air is all by grace.
这不是我们造出来的。
We haven't created any of these.
你看这姐妹们这么漂亮，不是你自己要的就漂亮了，这是神造的。
So sisters, you know the beauty that you have is not by your effort.
不是说哦，我选择点这样，我选择那样，你做 plastic surgery 没那么好，神造的最好。
So you cannot choose to be what you look like. You know the plastic surgery is not as good as what God has created.
那我们身体里面每一个器官都是最美的化学工厂。生化工厂，我们的眼睛是最好的光学仪器，世界上没有一个光学仪器可以跟我们的眼睛来匹配。
So all our organs are perfectly made, and then our eyes are the perfect lens that you know no other artificial things can compare.
我们学力学的时候啊，那个肌肉啊，那个肌腱，那个筋腱长在什么地方，离这个光节几个厘米的地方都是非常非常精准的。如果长的那个筋腱到这面的话呢，它提东西比较有力。但是这个胳膊太粗，不灵便，对不对？你明白这个意思？如果这样，这个肌腱啊，这个腱它往上提嘛，这个绳子往上拉嘛，对不对？这肌肉它是拉这个骨头，对不对？如果长在这里呢，拉起来会很轻松，对不对？
但是你的手就会变得很粗，
就是变得很粗。它撑不开，知道吗？
So if you learn about biology, you will see this muscle. If the muscle is in here, you may have more strength. However, your arm has to be so big in order to do that.
非常难看，而且呢，生长不了。
So you will be ugly, and it's very hard for you to, you know, like stretch.
就是每一个吃重的时候都是非常精准的。
So every muscle that is created is very precise.
这是神的创造，这都是恩典白白给我们的。
So it's God's creation and it's freely given to us by grace.
啊，有的人说是我，你看我生了多漂亮的孩子。什么是你生了多漂亮的孩子？
Sometimes you will say, "Oh, you see the child that I'm born is so pretty, so beautiful, but it's not from you, it's from God."
哪天她怀孕你都不知道，不记得。
So you don't even know the day that your baby is conceived.
所以这都是神的恩典。
So it's all by God's grace.
那所以我们一定要懂得这个恩典的，一切都是来自于恩典，不是因为行为。
So you have to know everything is given us by grace, not by works.
所以我们在教会里面呢，一定要知道我们是被神呼召的一群。
So in church, we have to know that we are a group of people that are called by God.
从这个被呼召前的一个角度，我们都是亚当的子孙，都是罪人。
So before we have been called, we are all a descendant of Adam and Eve.
就是我们有很多的破碎软弱。
So we have a lot of brokenness in us, a lot of weakness in us.
很多的罪性。
A lot of sin in us.
但是呢，我们今天呢，在他的恩典里面呢，我们称了他的儿女，宝贵的儿女。
But because of his grace, we become his children.
那耶稣呢，他说我是创始成终的主，他开始他招了这个孩子来，他就能养大，不用我们去操心。
So God is the beginner and the finisher of faith. When he first called us, he will be able to make us.To grow from a baby into an adult.
你知道，作为父母呢，我们好多时候有好几个孩子，我们可以管教我们的孩子，但是呢，我们不允许那个孩子管教另一个孩子。
So as a parent, we may have more than one children. We can discipline our children. However, we do not want children themselves to discipline each other.
我们的天父也是这样，他会管教他的孩子。
So same as our Father in heaven, He will come to discipline His children.
他会按照他的时候，圣灵会做工在他们的里每一个人的里面。
So according to His timing, Holy Spirit will work among them.
他知道哪个人最好的时候，最好某些东西被医治的时候是什么时候。
He knows exactly when is a perfect time when something needs to be cured or fixed.
他也知道这个人什么时候结婚最合适。
And he knows when exactly is a good time for this person to get married.
我相信就是我们好多人都知道，我们祷告有些祷告如果立刻来的话，你不知道怎么办。
So if you pray and if something happens immediately, you do not know how to handle that.
那事实上，我可能十来岁的时候啊，那时候有青春幻想期，哎呀，我将来有一个太太多漂亮多怎么样，对不对？我说，我那时候如果是基督徒，可能祷告神给我预备一个太太。十岁的时候，十岁的时候，男孩子都会幻想。
那我就很担心了。
那你担心是白担心。
So maybe when I was 10 or my teenage years, I was fantasize about women, you know, ladies, and you know, if I pray to God to give us a wife at that time.
但是我跟你讲，那个时候如果神把Susan 带到我的眼前了，肯定把我吓坏。
If God brings Susan to me at that age, you will really scare me off.
因为他在那难民营的时候，大概十来岁的时候，第一个不穿鞋。
So while she is,
你可以听这么谈，从来不穿鞋。
So while she was in the refugee camp, she never wears a shoes. She never has shoes to wear.
她打架。很会打架。
She's also very good at fights.
所以神，你知道神有他的时候，过了二三十年再把我们再带到一起，对不对
？So God has His timing. So after 20 years, God bring us together.
啊，这时候呢，就可以 handle.
So
彼此可以来，彼此有那个身量可以来。承受这样一些对不对压力啊什么东西都可以
So it is when during this time both of us can handle you know some kind of pressure
所以神有他做事的时候
So God has his own schedule
我们不知道
So we do not know
我们甚至不知道神在我们身上的计划是怎么样
We don't even know God's plan that is for us
所以我们就更不知道神在别人身上的计划
So we don't know God's plan for other people
我自己从来不知道生在我身上的计划过去我从来没有想过来加拿大也从来没有想过要信主也从来没有想过要做牧师
So I never knew God's plan for me I never thought of myself coming to Canada I never thought myself to become a pastor
所以这是神的做法
So it is God's will
神一步一步做完以后你就感恩
So after he has done everything step by step then you will give thanks to him
那做的过程里面呢好多时候你很痛苦
So in the process, sometimes it's very painful.
生制作人的时候呢, 很痛苦。
So when God mold you into a person, it's very, you know, painful process.
我记得我刚在温哥华读神学的时候呢, 有一段时间非常的苦, 因为第一个, 没钱, 又生了好几个孩子。
So I remember when I first came to Vancouver, it was very difficult for me. First of all, I didn't have money, and also I started to have children.
我又在读神学呢, 功课很紧张, 我又要去做家教, 我就是非常的辛苦, 我就祷告说神来, 你要么让我去挣钱, 要么让我好好读神学。 这个而不跨我, 不知道怎么办, 很辛苦。
So I was in Bible school, and then the schoolwork is very heavy. At the same time, I have to go, you know, to teach as a tutor to make money. So I pray to God, either you make me into Bible college student, or you make me go and make money. Don't,
就是,
I don't want to do
我就觉得很辛苦, 就做这样的祷告。 有时候我说, 神啊, 王柄是谁啊, 你饶我一把吧, 放我一马吧。
So I ask God, oh, who am I? Give me a way out.
结果呢, 神就才派人来, 很奇妙, 给我讲话。
And then God sent someone to speak to me.
那这些启示啊, 神借着人讲话, 这是非常, 非常重要的。
So those revelation God will speak through other people is very important for me.
就像这里讲的呢, 神借着他的话语, 借着先知呢, 照明我们心中的眼睛, 知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
Just like what it says, God will enlighten us, enlighten our hearts so that we know the grace that we receive from him.
哎, 神就差派一个姐妹, 就是蒙特利尔那一群, 弟兄姐妹, 有一个姐妹呢, 她就来到温哥华来玩。
So God sent a sister from Montreal, that group of people, she came to Vancouver to travel.
那有一天呢，我们就在一起祷告。 祷告时，她就看到一系列关于我的意象。
So one day we were praying, and she saw a lot of vision about me.
她看到什么呢？ 我是一个神的手里的一个器皿，神在用锤子锤我。
She saw that I am a vessel in God's hand, and God is, you know, trying to, you know, bang me with something.
这个姐妹呢，非常的爱主。她甚至曾经呢，就是耶稣基督亲自向她显现，呼召了她。
So this sister is very special. God has appeared to him personally to, you know, to help him to believe.
她讲话也不客气。
And she's also very strict when she talks.
她说我看到这样一想，王炳，你犯了什么罪？赶紧认罪悔改。
She said, I saw this vision. Bing, what did you do? You have to go, you know, like confess your sin right away.
我当时想呢，她一讲这个，我就知道，我知道一想是什么意思，她不知道，我知道。
So as soon as she shared her vision, I know exactly what God means, but she didn't know what she saw.
她一讲呢，我第一个我就流泪了。
So after she shared, I started to cry.
第二个呢，我告诉她，我说我没有犯罪，你们待一边去，我自己祷告。
And then I told her I didn't commit any sin. Just leave me alone. I will go and pray.
因为我知道那个神在给我讲什么话。
Because I know what God is trying to talk to us.
就像这里讲的呢, 我们是神手中的器皿, 手中的工作。
So it says we are God's handiwork.
这里的这个工作呢, 原文就是一个, 一个艺术品, 来做一个, craftsmanship.
So handiwork,
一个器皿,
the handiwork in its original text means some kind of craft or art that has been molded by God.
因为这个姐妹看到的意象呢, 我非常能够理解她这个意象的意思, 因为我做过同样的事情, 锤锤东西, 锤这个器皿。
So when she received the vision, I know exactly what God means because I have done similar things in the past. I have hammered something.
大概就在这个姐妹来的前几个月吧, 我呢就做了同样的一件事情，就是锤一个锅，把它锤扁。 一个锅呢，那个中国的锅是尖底的，我要放在电炉上面把做成平底的。我整个把一个中国炒菜的尖底锅，我把它锤成平底锅。 你相信吗?
So a few months before the sister came, I have a wok, a Chinese wok that is, you know, like pointed in the bottom. However, because I cannot place it on my oven, I have to hammer it down so that the bottom is flat.
因为 我当时呢就是说我们都要省钱嘛，所以呢我也知道怎么做，我就在后院里面去找一个大石头垫在上面，用木头垫在上面，上面再用石头木头垫着去，你一定要垫木头，因为不然它就会吹坏了，所以要垫木头再用石头再吹。
So I knew exactly what I was trying to do because I want to save money, so I took the walk to the garden and I put some wood underneath and some wood on the top to hammer it down because without wood it will damage the walk.
而且我当时一边吹一边说我一定要把你砸平。
So while I was hammering down the pad, I was telling to myself, I will have to, you know, make you flat.
所以神也很幽默，他就让那个姐妹看到同样的一个意象。
So God is very humorous. He let the sister saw exactly the same thing that.
她一讲我就知道什么意思。
So as soon as she shared, I realized I understand immediately what she meant.
我说我知道什么意思。
And I told her I understood.
第一个。我是神手中的器皿。
First of all, I am His handiwork.
就是说他呢是一个好的器皿。
So this is means.
他在制作一个器皿。
So God is making a vessel, yeah.
我们小时候也看见过那个手工作坊里面做那个羊铁桶啊，做那些茶壶啊，就是那个那种铁皮啊，也见过，很好奇看他们怎么锤，很精心的去那个橡皮锤啊、木头锤去锤它。
So when I was small, I saw how people, you know, like make those teapot out of iron. So they have to hammer it down.
他们会精心的来制作它。
So they take a lot of time, you know, to, you know, hammer it down.
所以他制作的目的不是要来摧毁它。
So the reason for hammering down is not to destroy this vessel.
而是要让它成型。
But it is make it into mold
it
into something.
既漂亮又有用的一个器皿。
So that it can become something that's not only beautiful but also useful.
所以当我看到这个听到这个意象，我非常安慰。我知道就是神很爱我，我是他手中的一个器皿，他很看重我。
So when I hear about this vision, I was very touched because I know that God, you know, treasures me and I am His vessel.
就像我当时捶那颗锅一样，其实那我觉得它很宝贵，我一定要把它捶平，在电炉上可以用，对不对
？So just similarly to the pan that I, you know, hammer down because it is something I have it's precious to me, so I have to mold it into something.
所以这是第一个，我就知道，就是说神很看重我。
So first of all, I knew that God, you know, treasures me.
那，但是呢，锤的这个过程很不舒服。
But however, the process of this hammering down is very difficult.
那这个我也可以理解。
And I can understand that too as well.
但是并不是容易接受的。
But it's not easy to accept.
在我们基督的生命，好多东西是可以理解，可以理解十字架的苦，但是呢，接受起来是比较难。
So in our Christian's life, a lot of times it's easy for us to understand. However, in order to accept it, it's very difficult.
就像上次我们的当肯弟兄讲到说，甚至耶稣在克西马内园做的祷告，都是会好像是不正确的祷告。
So that's why Duncan last week he shared that when Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, it seems a difficult, a wrong prayer.
他要祷告神把这个杯要撤走。
So he prayed that God will remove the cup from him.
也就是说不想上十字架。
So meaning that he didn't want to go to the cross.
所以你知道神的儿子有这样的一个挣扎，我们有这样的挣扎是很正常的，弟兄。
So even Son of God has this kind of struggle. So for us to struggle is is understandable.
所以当你就是说好多时候有这种挣扎的时候，你不要觉得你不属灵，这是一个正常的一个过程。
So a lot of times when you have this kind of struggle, please do not think yourself as unholy. It is very normal.
这是神制作的一个过程。
So it's a process that how God is going to mold you into something.
那还有呢？那个意象呢，就有一个很重要的一个启示。对我来说，就是我必须要顺服。
So and this vision also gave me a revelation. Is that for me to humble and to accept, to 顺服 to submit,
submit.
to submit.
完全顺服。
So I have to submit completely.
为什么呢？因为我捶那个锅的时候，我说我一定要把你捶平，所以你不可能捶不平。
Because when I hammering down the wok, I was telling myself that I will have to, you know, make you into a pan.
那所以你想神要捶我的话，他能捶不平吗？所以你赶紧就说服就对了，不要跟他去较劲儿。
So how easy is that for God to mold me into something? So all I have to do is to submit.
所以我当时呢，我就流泪祷告，我就心里面把这一切都交给主。
So after that, I cry and I give everything to God.
事实上，当我交给主的，后来又有很多的神的恩典就临到。
So after I submit myself to God, and a lot of grace came.
包括我们租房子呀、啊，各种事情。
Including how we rent our places and many other things.
那我今天主要讲的呢，就是说，因为教会是神的心意。
Today I want to talk about church is what God's heart is for.
就是这里讲的，耶稣做万有之首，都是为了教会。
So here says when Jesus is the head of everything, it is for the church.
那教会是。耶稣基督的身体非常宝贵。
So, church is the body of Jesus Christ.
它是充满万有，这是充满的。
Is the one that fills with everything in every way.
所以今天我们要来相信呢，神要用他的恩典、他的能力来充满我。
So we need to know that God is going to fill ourselves with His glory and His grace.
所以呢，今天看我们的弟兄姐妹、看我们的教会的时候呢，要用这样的眼光去看他。
So when we see each other in our brother, sister, and our church, we need to see it from God's perspective.
从我眼睛呢，从我们人的这种好多看法里面，你看这个教会人多呀，人少啊，这个那个，我们这牧师讲道呢，国语也讲不好啊，英文也讲不好啊，不要从这个角度去看这个问题。
So do not look a church from a human perspective whether this church has a lot of people, that church doesn't have a lot of people, you know, this pastor doesn't even speak properly in Mandarin or in English.
是因为教会是他的身体，对他来说太重要。
It is because church is his body. It's very precious to him.
那我们要信。
We need to believe.
信是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
So, faith is the things that we haven't seen.
Yeah. 那以后的日子，我们看到他的这种给我们的基业是何等的丰盛。
So that in the coming days, we'll see what the great inheritance that he is going to give to us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要真的敞开心呢，就是要来接受他这个丰盛的恩典。
So we need to open our heart to receive his great inheritance.
迎着他的十字架呢，一切的咒诅都已经出去了。
Because of his cross, and all the curses have been broken off.
不要看你的软弱。
Do not look down on your weaknesses.
也不要看各种的环境，单单的相信主耶稣的话语。
Do not look around you for your circumstances, but just look upon him.
好，我们有一些祷告在里面。
So let's pray.
主啊，我们再次的来到你的跟前。
Once again, we come before you.
主啊，我们相信你的话语。
We believe your words.
主啊，我们相信你在以弗所书讲的，主啊，那耶稣基督是远超过一切的，一切的执政的掌权的。
So we believe in your words that the Lord Jesus Christ is far beyond all the authorities, all the power.
我们所信的是这样一位主。
So this is the God that we believe in.
我们相信的是创造天地的主。
It's a God that created the heaven and earth.
是彻底救赎我们的主。
It's a God who saved us completely.
是创始成终的神。
It's a beginning and finisher of our faith.
我们也相信主啊，教会是你的身体。
And we believe that church is your body.
主啊，你是呼召的教会，就是最好的。
And the church that you have called are the best church.
呀，你说生出来的儿女就是最好的。
And the children that are born from you are the best.
因为你是创始成终的主，你开始的工作你必要完成。
Because what you have started, you will finish.
你的儿女你必要养大。
And your children, you will bring your children to adulthood.
你是好牧人，你必然把你的羊带到青草地上。
You are a good shepherd, and you will lead your sheep into a green pasture.
主啊，是的，主，我们今天再次的相信你的话语。
Once again, we believe your words.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的就来到你的跟前，说：主啊，是的，主，我们敬拜你，敬拜你。
Yes, we come to you and we say we worship you, Lord.